Multiple busloads of school children clamor around display cases of invertebrates at the Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster. The center is the first Association of Zoos and Aquariums accredited standalone nonprofit invertebrate zoo in the world. It's also a major field trip destination for schools across the Front Range. It features invertebrates of many kinds, from tarantulas to horseshoe crabs. But as the name implies, butterflies are a central focus. And most of them live in a large greenhouse-like structure called the conservatory.
We're at Butterfly Pavilion in our conservatory, where we have butterflies. We have about 2,000 butterflies flying around us of about 150 species. And it's a tropical rainforest, basically, in the heart of Westminster, Colorado. And you can come here any day of the year, except for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and immerse yourself in butterflies. They're just flying around. It's a beautiful sunny day, so they're really flying all around us right now.
That's Dr. Richard Reading, Vice President of Research and Conservation at the Butterfly Pavilion. In addition to local education efforts, like hosting regular field trips, the Butterfly Pavilion also has programs with international reach.
We are global, and we have several different entrees into butterfly conservation, one of which is we buy actually all the butterflies you see flying around here from butterfly farms around the globe. And I think there's 11 that we get them from. And those butterfly farms do a lot of conservation of butterflies where they're located, because it's obviously in their best interest to protect the butterflies and their habitat. So they're actually purchasing habitat. They're providing a sustainable livelihood source for local people, and they sell them to us. So we do that. We're actually building a butterfly farm ourselves in Sumatra, Indonesia. And the money that's generated from that project will go to support Sumatran rhino conservation. So it's a way that we can generate money or profit that goes back into conservation. So that's another way we're helping. And then we're doing conservation work such as we do in Mongolia, where we're actually working with 5 species of endangered butterflies listed by the Mongolian government. And we're trying to understand the population sizes, the population dynamics, the habitat needs. And then if we really want to know if there's any habitat that's been unoccupied that we can reintroduce butterflies into, so we can increase the population levels of those butterflies. So we do a lot. Butterfly Pavilion does a lot of different projects around the world that help conserve butterflies and other invertebrates. So we work with all kinds of critters in places all over the world.
This month, the Butterfly Pavilion hosted a small group of Mongolian scientists working on Parnassus butterfly conservation. As with many other pollinators, the health of these butterflies can indicate the well-being of their ecosystems. Among the invited researchers was Dr. Gantigma Chulunbatar, director of the Invertebrate and Avian Laboratory of the Mongolian Academy of Sciences.
We have 6 species of the Parnassian genus, and then some of them it's declining. And then it's very important to do the research survey on those species in order to conserve them.
So why are they declining?
I would say your first reason is the harvest, and also the climate change, and then drought, and also the overgrazing, such problem we have.
It's important to provide some context there. So people collect butterflies like they do postage stamps, and they trade them around the world. They send them in the mail to other people. And so particularly people from other Asian countries, but not so much in Mongolia, come to Mongolia, over-collect. They collect too many butterflies so they can trade them for other butterfly species to get a big collection of butterflies, much like people who collect postage stamps do. So this is a big source of decline. And then the overgrazing, of course, it destroys the habitat of the butterflies.
And why does the Butterfly Pavilion, of all the butterflies in all the corners of the globe, why would the Butterfly Pavilion invest in this particular genus of butterfly?
Well, partly because they're in trouble, and we want to help species that are in trouble. And partly because we have the landscape of Mongolia is very similar to the landscape of Colorado. So we have the same kind of grasslands in the east, mountains in the west. We have similar genera, so the some of the species are really similar to what you have in Mongolia, the ones we have in Colorado. So we do have Parnassus butterflies, different species, but closely related to the butterflies that live in Mongolia. So we can bring that expertise that we have about butterflies here and bring it to Mongolia. And they have a lot of expertise that they can share with us as well.
So it's an exchange program.
It is an exchange program. And we are very lucky at Butterfly Pavilion to get support from a group called the Trust for Mutual Understanding. And they fund basically exchanges of people to increase basically conservation or cultural aspects of those places. And so programs like this where we exchange people back and forth are really helpful in generating a better kind of a spirit de corps between Mongolia and the U.S. and actually help us do a better job conserving our wildlife, as well as hopefully we're doing a better job helping them do a better job of conserving their wildlife.
And let's bring this full circle back to where we're standing right now. Kids are everywhere. We're inside of this pavilion, inside of the butterfly room. What's the importance of not just these high-level educational exchanges, but also bringing in children to become interested in butterflies?
We're very interested in children and education of children. In fact, Gantigma and Byram are right now working on a children's book with our education people for basically focused on Parnassian conservation in Mongolia. There's a similar book that exists. It's an interactive book where there's video and pictures, and students can use it online. And it exists for students in the United States. We want to bring that same book and adapt it to the Mongolian culture and Mongolian context, and then have that available to kids there. So at Butterfly Pavilion, we're all about education. Everything we do has an education component. And everything from PhD students all the way down to kindergartners, we want to reach in terms of why butterflies are important and what we can do to conserve them.
That was Dr. Richard Reading, Vice President of Research and Conservation at the Butterfly Pavilion in Westminster. We were speaking inside of the center's conservatory, where hundreds of butterflies fly freely around a warm and humid plant-filled indoor habitat designed to replicate a tropical rainforest.